Understanding CBD with Max and Steven is sponsored by Gary Stein. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. It's time now for Understanding CBD with Max and Steven. Here's your host, Gary Stein.
You know that I go to sleep to that music now? After 3 weeks, right?
I mean, I'm jamming.
It's my alarm clock, actually.
Look at you guys.
Little snap going. Little...
Radio veterans you are.
Yeah.
How
we're,
are
we're
you?
We're famous now.
Yeah.
We gave out some autographs this weekend.
Did you?
We did.
People were asking for them, or you just gave it to them?
Well, we kind of let them know that we're famous first.
Okay, and then?
Because nobody did know.
And you had paper right there.
We did. Max photos. Has a favorite place to autograph to.
You know something? We're getting so famous, I may get some transitions lenses. How's that?
Max Sobel, Steve Wallman. That's right?
That's right. Good to see you guys. And good job, Gary.
Thank you. Gary Stein with you here on Understanding CBD. Week 3. Can you believe it?
I mean... I love it.
I can't.
We've
gotten great feedback.
You know, we got a call.
We got a call yesterday.
Did you really?
We did.
Sell,
a live call
sell
right
anything,
after the show.
Or? Really?
Yeah, we can talk about it later.
Okay.
We can talk
we'll
about
do that.
It later.
Hey, before we get to our first guest, and we have time here, tell us about the event. You guys were 2 weekends in a row now, which last weekend was the last weekend of the Maryland State Home and Garden Show, Timonium Fairgrounds.
That's right. It was very busy. We had a great Saturday, or rather, actually a great Friday, a great Saturday, and a great Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of people. I think relative to previous shows, maybe a little bit less people because a lot of different reasons.
Right.
Everything that's going
Although
on,
the weather
right?
was good.
The weather was very nice.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a lot of great questions, as usual, you know, and we had the same sort of skepticism that we sometimes get too, so always makes for fun stories.
Yeah, and a lot of people still have questions about how to use it and what it does, and people that currently use it, they use it in different ways. They typically use it like a drug, and they think it is going to help them like ibuprofen or Tylenol. So like, I'll just take it when I need it, and it's going to knock out whatever the pain is or whatever. And it doesn't. It acts more as a holistic product, and what I mean by that is it helps the body heal itself. It's almost and it works. It working with nature as opposed to against nature. So it takes a little more time, but it's you know, it's a long lasting. Which kind of leads us into our guest here.
Absolutely,
Dr. Tara. Now, Gary, you want to invite her on the show?
Sure, absolutely. Just like the body healing itself, chiropractic also does the same thing, and chiropractic and CBD have a connection. So we want to bring in, as we will every week, an authority. In this case, it's Dr. Tara Kern, a doctor of chiropractic and certified chiropractic sports physician at the Complete Chiropractic and Rehabilitation Center. Dr. Tara, welcome in, and welcome into Understanding CBD.
Thank you so much for having me today. I'm so excited to be here.
Absolutely.
Good morning, Dr. Tara. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
Good.
I just wanted to mention really quickly that we met Dr. Tara. We're actually members of the Maryland Chiropractic Association, and we work with them. And we met Dr. Tara at the first event that we actually attended, which was a few months ago, I believe.
Yeah, I think we met in the fall.
In the fall. Very good. Well, Dr. Tara, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Dr. Tara also has a role at the association.
Mm.
That is when we first met her. She's very exciting, great personality. What is your role there? You volunteer and do some work at the Association for Maryland, don't you?
Yes, I do. So I haven't been in Maryland long enough to officially serve on the board. You need to be licensed in the state for 3 years. And right now, in August, will be my third year of living in Maryland as a transplant from Rochester, New York.
Mm.
But right now, I'm helping to redesign their website and encourage some newer members by reaching out to some recently licensed doctors. We're trying to get some of the younger crowd in and see their new ideas and some new techniques that we're learning. And, of course, I also plan all the events, so all the happy hours and things like that come from me.
Well, great energy. We can hear it in your voice. But I do have a quick question before we get into what you do exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Winners, do you like them better in Rochester or Baltimore?
So, ironically, here in Maryland, it's just cold enough that it's like rainy snow.
Right.
But in New York, it's 0 degrees. So
right.
It's just regular snow. So we actually decided that we prefer the Rochester winters because there's actually snow. I don't like this rainy, wet mix down here.
You know, it's interesting you say that because I'm from Miami, and
okay.
I don't like the winter. But if it's going to be winter, I'm with you. I'd rather just have the snow, you know, have it for 2-3 months, whatever it is, get it over with.
Especially this winter where we barely had nothing to play in, you know.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, if winter's going to be like this, I'll take this all year long.
Yeah,
but,
that's true.
Yeah, if it's going to snow, let's actually have some snow, you guys. I mean, Maryland has one snowflake and everything shuts down.
I know. Gotcha. Stop teasing us.
So, Dr. Tara, like we did last week when we had Dr. Ben Gonzalez, Dr. G on, what we'd like to do with our guests is really just give them information. So really, we want to find out more about you. What's your story? How did you get involved with chiropractic? What's your background as far as that goes?
So I'm a chiropractor and also a certified chiropractic sports physician. I'm from Western New York, so I went to New York Chiropractic College, which is located in the Finger Lakes region of New York. Very, very beautiful, right on the lake. So it was lovely scenery to go to school. And I practiced in New York for about 3 years. And then my husband and I decided to relocate, just needed a change of pace, wanted to try a new city. So we came to the Washington, D.C., Maryland area about 3 years ago, and I was working with another clinic for a little bit, and then I realized I just wanted to do my own thing. Every chiropractor is a little bit different, even though we all have the same underlying principle. So I opened up my own office. I'm located in Kensington, Maryland, so kind of in between like Rockville and Silver Spring and Bethesda. And so I have my own office here, and I've been seeing patients since July of 2018.
That's awesome. Really quick, because you mentioned the underlying theme of chiropractic. Can you share that with our guests?
Sure.
I think a lot of people don't really understand. They think it's just cracking.
That's very true. I have a lot of patients come in, they watch a YouTube video or seen some crazy show on TV, and they're like, is that really what you're going to do to me? And it's like, no, but kind of. We do the manual adjustment, which is what people think of as the cracking, but the typical term for that is an adjustment. And our underlying theme is really making the body function to its fullest potential by ensuring that all the nerve roots, there's no interference, that the muscles are working properly, and without the use of drugs. I think that that's our biggest thing, is that chiropractors do not prescribe medication of any kind. We really believe that the body is smart enough to heal itself if given the proper tools.
That's great, Dr. Tara. I mean, I imagine that a lot of people come to see you for chronic pain conditions. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I see everything from headaches. I've been seeing a lot of TMJ, people that are having jaw pain, a ton of plantar fasciitis recently. I'm not sure what's going on with that, but a lot of feet. And then, of course, your typical low back, mid-back, neck pain, sciatica. We see it all.
Dr. Tara Kern is joining us, Doctor of Chiropractic and a certified chiropractic sports physician at Complete Chiropractic and Rehabilitation. That's in Kensington, Maryland, like you say, around the Bethesda, Silver Spring area, etc. Dr. Tara, let me ask you, CBD, what is the role of CBD in your practice? Does it work with chiropractic exactly?
Yes, I've been using CBD in my practice. I was using it even before I met Max and Steve, but I've really grown to love Max and Steve's product right now. CBD is great because a lot of my patients are looking for ways to manage their pain at home. Although I see patients and we get them feeling better in the office, a lot of the things I see have to do with posture. Everyone is sitting at a desk all day long working on their computer, or they're traveling, or in this area with the traffic, they're sitting in traffic for hours on end. So although I can help, they need something else at home. So aside with the stretches that we give them, they've been looking for that extra little thing that they need to make sure that they're feeling their best throughout their day. And CBD has really been a great fit for my patients because it's been helpful for so many different things.
Do you give them instructions on how to use it? And do you see that a lot of your patients already know how to use it, or do they look to you for advice?
I think a lot of people are curious about the product, so I think they look to me for advice or other healthcare providers for advice. So yes, I give them directions on how to use it. I use the oil so patients can take it either orally in their mouth or they can rub it on topically. And then I have a brochure in my office, thanks to Max and Steve, that I can give them, which shows the right amount to use based on their weight and their height and also what they're looking for, if they have a mild condition or if they're looking for something to treat something more severe.
And a quick anecdotal story, speaking on use. Dr. Tara, do you remember that time you had the patient in your office that was asking you about their pet, their dog?
Yes.
And you got in touch with us? I was just, if you want to tell us about that.
Yeah, so actually I've been using it with my dog as well. My dog is terrified of thunderstorms and apparently the washing machine, which is crazy because my husband and I have to do laundry on a regular basis. So the washing machine goes in our house, and my dog freaks out. So we've been giving him – my dog is about 60 pounds, and we've been putting like 3 drops on a little piece of cheese or whatever it is that he wants to eat and giving it to him ahead of time. And then we have noticed that he is significantly more calm during our washing machine cycle and that he hasn't been as anxious.
Wow. Amazing. That really is interesting.
It's been awesome because we've tried a bunch of different like doggy treats, you know, these calming, you know, it's all natural therapeutic treats for dogs, and they haven't worked. And we have not tried that thunder blanket or thunder shirt, but I don't think we need it now that we've been using the CBD oil.
Hey, Dr. Tara, we've got about 2 minutes here before we have to get to break. I'm sure that in chiropractic, maybe not now so much, but I'm sure before, just like in CBD, these guys get a lot of questions. They get a lot of skepticism, you know, when they go out and they go to the live events over the weekend and people come up. Maybe people don't come up because they're very skeptical about CBD and what it is. There's a lot of misinformation and misperceptions out there. I'm sure like chiropractic as well. So my point, my question is, if somebody does have some misconceptions or some skeptical questions about chiropractic and the benefit of that, what do you say to them?
Honestly, I say just to try it. There are so many people that are, you know, stuck to their drugs, and now with this crazy opioid epidemic, people are looking for alternative medicine. And my patients, you know, I've had a lot of people who have been with chiropractors for years, and I've had a lot of people who have never tried it at all. And I always ask, you know, what brings you here? You know, why are you willing to try it now? And they say, I don't want to take my drugs anymore. Like, I just want to feel better. I have friends and family that do it. So honestly, give it a try, and if it's helpful for you, the results will be unbelievable. And I'm not saying that chiropractic is for everybody, but everybody has a spine, everybody has muscles, so we really can treat the general population with all of your basic aches and pains, as well as severe injuries from motor vehicle accidents or sports.
Two quick questions for you. Can you purchase CBD products in your office? That's number one. Number two, can you differentiate this company, Max and Stevens, from other CBD companies that you may or may not work with?
Yes, absolutely. You can purchase products in my office. You can also purchase Max and Steve's product in my office. I love Max and Steve's product because they're so transparent. The lab report that they give me with each batch that I buy really helps my patients see exactly what is in there. Max and Steve have also been great with answering any questions that I have for myself or even my patients. I've had patients call them. They answer all their questions. It's been great. I've really enjoyed working with them.
And we have enjoyed having you on.
Awesome.
Dr. Tara, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dr. Tara. We'll see you next weekend at the convention.
See you next weekend, guys. Thank you.
That was Dr. Tara Kern, Doctor of Chiropractic and a certified chiropractic sports physician at Complete Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, located in Kensington, Maryland. We'll take a time out here. When we come back, Meredith Piccinini, a medical marijuana nurse and an adult nurse practitioner. What a great story coming up on Understanding CBD.
Now more of Understanding CBD with Max and Steven on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, Gary Stein.
Indeed, Understanding CBD with Max Sobel and Steve Wallman are back. Gary Stein with you. Hey, guys.
Great.
Great segment with Dr. Tara. Really appreciated her.
She's great, isn't she?
She is fantastic. Just so well-spoken and just so genuine in her practice and in everything she does. We loved her when we first met her.
She's got a lot of passion. Sorry.
I love the pet story, which is so appropriate.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And she actually, when we first met her, she had an achy knee that she's been sort of struggling with. And just right at the show, we let her try some on. And she actually felt a little bit better that same day. So it was kind of love at first sight, Max, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Apologies to our audience. We were going to have Meredith Piccinini, a medical marijuana nurse, on this segment, but there was a conflict, and she is not able to make it. We will have her back. It is
yes.
a great story.
Yes.
People need to know this.
Absolutely. Meredith is great, especially local in Baltimore. She's helped a lot of patients in the medical program and even not in the medical program in many different ways as a nurse. So she's a great person to talk to. We'd love to have her on. It was just a schedule conflict. We apologize for that.
Yeah, sorry, Meredith. She's very knowledgeable and passionate, and we look forward to having you on when you can.
We should mention that we have phone numbers. You can't call the station right now, but you can call Max and Steven anytime to talk about hemp, really just to get information, if nothing else. The number is 443-743-2444. Again, that's 443-743-2444. That is a direct line to Max and Stephen. You can also text the word hemp to the number 26786. That's the word hemp, H-E-M-P, to the number 26786. That'll get you to a landing page, and then you can just do a whole bunch of things there and contact Max and Stephen about CBD.
Yeah, we actually got a call. We'll talk about it later. But
yeah, but let's talk about the show in general. Last weekend, you guys were at, for the second weekend in a row, down at the State Fairgrounds in Timonium, the Maryland Home and Garden Show, and you guys said it was just a huge outpouring of people that were out there. I'd like to talk a little bit about that and what you saw and heard.
Absolutely. So we were there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You know, at one point you just lose all track of days. But we had fantastic neighbor vendors on either side. We saw, again, probably thousands of people. And again, the reception is always a mix. People are very curious. They're very interested. They want to ask us questions. And then there are other people that are a little bit weary of us and want to avoid us potentially. But generally a great experience. And, you know, we can talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
we,
it.
We can yeah, talk yeah. about it. Yeah, I, you know, to be honest, it, you know,
it's all a blur.
It was 3 days this past 3 days in the Cow Palace. And if you, Gary, have you been to the Home and Garden Show?
I've been to the Home and Garden Show in the past.
Not this year.
Not this year.
Didn't want to come and see us. Your new radio show, you know, Superstars, you didn't want to come see us work at all.
No, okay. That's not actually 100%
we thought
true.
You'd be there. We weren't too upset about it.
Yeah, I can tell.
And we'll let you, you know, it's fine.
Slide.
But you've been in the past.
I've been in the past.
What do
but
you think of the show?
Like
as a visitor, as a attendee of the show, what do you think of the show?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not much of a home and garden person, mm-hmm. but my wife is.
Okay.
So when we
so
go
you're
to the
guy
show,
that carries all the stuff in the bag.
Yeah, I carry the stuff. I meander around. She kind of leads me, right? Which is actually par for the course, actually, in the relationship.
We see
in
that.
General.
Well,
that.
Then we
Absolutely.
Saw about 500 of you, probably.
We did. We saw that.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah, at least.
But you know, I enjoy it. You know, to be honest, but I don't go for me. Like if it was a sports car show or something like that, that would be for me.
All right. Well, so when she goes to the shows, what does she typically look for? Does she have certain booths that she likes to see? Or
she typically looks for home and garden stuff.
Okay.
So you know, she would
like
look
plants
for
and...
yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, the section they have the plants and a lot of the curators they have their special and they have awards there for you know the way they grow the plants mm-hmm. you know if you know that but then there's the other area of the event where that's where we live which is the vendors right and
right.
it's like
your own separate section
they put us next to the kangaroos literally
we were next to lawn care I mean there was some lawn care there that we were next to a really great soup company a fantastic soup. So do you walk through that area? Do you guys stay away from that
No, we
space?
We actually walk through that area.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's actually a little bit more interesting
So they
for me.
Say at the events that one of the most, some of the feedback they get, they don't like the vendors that catcall and call people towards the booth.
Right.
You know,
there
like
are a lot that do that.
You're walking around, especially you don't even want to be there.
Right.
How do you guys respond when someone says, hey, I want to get your attention and look at me, you know, whatever it is. What do you think about that?
So most of the time we would smile and nod and move on, okay? But if they're interesting or if they're, what's the word I'm looking for, novel in their approach, funny, whatever, then, yeah, they would get our attention. I mean, look, it's all fun at the end of the day. Nobody's pressuring anybody to do anything.
For the most part, actually. So we typically come up people with you. You know, when we make a joke, because we do have fun there at the show, so if you ever do see us, you know, don't take what we say seriously. But one guy came up yesterday, and both of us are pretty, you know, calloused, if you will, mm-hmm. used to it. We have a hard skin and a hard shell, so... Mm-hmm. We take whatever people throw at us. It doesn't. We wash it right off our back.
Gotcha.
Some guy. I felt Max's energy yesterday get irritated.
Hmm.
And this one guy. I mean, and we don't know his name, and it doesn't matter. But he walked up to Max and he said, "That's for losers."
Because only losers use that. I mean, and I've heard it all, but that specific one is a new one. Only
Where does that
losers.
Come from? Like, how is that?
Well, I don't know. But for the record, he probably could use CBD more than others, just saying.
Wait, so how do you respond to that?
Well, I said thank you.
Good.
I said thank you, sir.
Did he have any more after
no,
that?
No, no, no. He just he actually cocked up his shoulders and sort of just
like getting ready.
And meandered past the cactuses or whatever was on, you know, on display there. Yeah, next
it was now, really dismissive. It was just like, psh.
Yeah, you know? he was, and look.
You know the guy that does lift too much weights and he's got his elbows out to the shoulders. That's what he was flexing on Max.
To be clear, most of the people that come and see us, most of the people that interact with us, they're very friendly and they're very curious, which is what we look for because we want to talk to them. We want to answer questions. We want to be helpful to them. But if you're going to walk past me and you're going to call me a loser, please give me the courtesy of staying long enough so I can explain to you why I am not a loser. Thank you.
Out of curiosity, all demographics come?
Like, yes. Okay,
so not mostly older people or...
Well, Friday is, they call it, I think, anecdotally senior day. And I don't know if people are bussed in or what, but typically more of a senior crowd. Saturday and Sunday, you get everybody and everything.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So overall,
So Gary, you would be what we would consider a normal, good attendee.
Yeah. Right.
And you know the etiquette of the event. You walk in, and
of course,
you know, someone says something. If you're not interested, you politely wave, you walk away. But not everyone understands the etiquette. So it may be good to just take a minute to give some people an idea. Like when people set up a booth there, you know, we invest money in the booth. You know, it costs, we pay the vendor there, we have to do the setup and have samples, and, you know, it's a big investment.